Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Serwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Sheriff Jerry Dunbar about ragbri safety. So with the report of a fatality already, how can people help keep ragbri riders safe?
I mean, the main thing is just awareness for people to know that this time of the year, the bikes are out, and especially this week with ragbri, and going to plan your route accordingly. I'd say if you do your commute to work a normal way and it's on the right ragbri route, it might be a good idea to think of a different route. Not only is that safe for you and the rider of the bike, but it takes traffic off of that highway, so you're putting less pressure on that highway to make everything flow a little bit smoother.
So let's say it's unavoidable and you have to use a route that's used by ragbri. How can you as a motorist keep people safe in that situation?
Just slow down considerably. Kind of like slow-moving farm equipment around here. You come up on them a whole lot quicker than you think, so really be thinking ahead. You can pass. Just make sure there's not traffic way up there and how many bicyclers are in front of you. When you pass, trying to get around a bicycle to weave in and out, that becomes very dangerous because the bicyclists don't know what you're doing. You're trying to watch several things. Watch up ahead when they're pulling in. And just, I would say, go to the next available road to turn off and take that turn off. And, again, be aware of the ragbri going on and plan that extra time to get to work.
Okay. And as far as the riders are concerned, how should they try to stay safe around the cars?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because it is a 50-50 thing. It's just not everybody has to watch out for the bicyclists. The bicyclists have to be safe as well in their mind and drive safely. I did see the news article where the bicyclist was killed out there on the first day, and they're showing video of the bicyclist taking off, and the bicyclists are in the wrong lane. The bicyclists need to stay in their lane, stay in the direction of travel. Some of these roads are hilly, you can't see who's coming, and the law enforcement or fire cannot be at every intersection in every county. Stay in your lane, be aware of what your surroundings are, and you see an intersection come up, especially with these cornfields, high as they are, be very cognizant of what's going on and, watch dust cloud coming up to an intersection. Somebody's coming. It's up to them, too, to be as safe as well.
What is law enforcement such as yourself doing to help the whole process?
As part of our patrol is to be seen, and we just want to be seen more during those days. So we're out. We've got everybody working 12-hour shifts. I mean everybody. Nobody was allowed to take vacation. And I assume for most home counties where they're going to stay overnight counties, that law enforcement is out. They're going to be out 24-7. All their people are working. They've called in other law enforcement. So we're out there not to basically write a lot of tickets. We're out there to let people know that we are out there and make the other traffic people that are not part of ragbri, as well as ragbri, just let them know we're out there. We will enforce the law. We're not going to just not write tickets and have everybody pass through, but we're going to keep our eyes on things. Our main objective is just keep everybody safe.
Okay. Anything else that you'd like to let people know about in anticipation for ragbri coming this way?
I would say for the local people, I went out on 250th Street, which is Old 92, west of Washington there, and there's still bikes out there this week that some local people are probably planning on just joining maybe the last 2 days of ragbri or maybe the last day. So people are out. Keep your eyes open for the bicyclists. I can spot the bicyclists way ahead of me when they got those flashing red lights on. Some of them have two, which is great. Reflective clothing. This time of year, we've had a lot of rain, so green clothing, even though it's reflective, isn't the best. Maybe the orange or the bright yellow. Something that's going to draw attention to somebody so they can see up ahead. So unfortunately, we have, these electronic devices in our vehicle that distract us. We're looking down. We've got kids in the car. Just got to pay super attention during the summer, especially this week. So be looking up ahead and plan your next move before you get there.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Sheriff Jerry Dunbar. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Serwinski with KCII News.